The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you.
Everybody likes that story. It's a pretty good story. We may not have met. I'm David. My dad couldn't come up with a better name because he'd had 7 kids before me. Have you ever been in a family with 8 kids? Probably not. I was hoping they'd have a 9th, but my dad was old. He explained to me that wouldn't be happening. When you're the youngest of 8 kids, well, you know, you get stuck doing the jobs that nobody else wants to do. We had a family business raising sheep. I tried to get us to go into something different because when you're the youngest of 8 kids and your family raises sheep, you know what you do? I won't go into that. But I got to be famous totally by accident, although to be truthful, I was pretty sure I deserved it. My brothers didn't like me very much because they could tell that I thought I'd probably end up being famous. I was probably just a little bit overconfident when I was young, but I had good reason. I had to take care of the sheep out in the fields. We had a main shepherd. My job was just to do the less than fun work. I'll tell you later about the bear. But I was a pretty good guy. And my brothers, well, I don't want to talk badly about family, but they left a little bit to be desired. Let me explain. There was a war between our people and the Philistines. You don't have Philistines. Well, you do, but they're different now. Philistines was the word you would use to describe people that if you really didn't like them. If you had dogs and then Philistines, you would call somebody a Philistine just to insult them. We fought with them all the time. Wars happened pretty often. They weren't that big of a deal, really, until this one. We had this one war, and my 3 oldest brothers, they were old enough to go off. I asked my dad if I could go, and he told me to go watch the sheep. When I was told that, I was pretty sure what he meant by that is I had to take care of the sheep and then be a food runner. I was basically a shepherding waiter for most of my childhood, because when the meal times came, the battles were actually not that far off, and I would have to take food up to my brothers, who were as grateful as they weren't. But I would go up and I would take the food to them, and I'd ask them how the battle was going, and when I found out that things weren't going well, I would come back and I would be bothered. Well, I went up one day and everybody was discouraged. There was apparently this guy on the other side. And when I first heard about it, I thought they were just making up a story, but there was this guy on the other side who was, they said he was 9 feet tall. Really. Now, most of us were about 5'6". So he was twice as big as anybody, and it turns out that one day I was there and I actually could see across the way, and sure enough, there's this guy. They called him Goliath. Well, Goliath came out with the Philistine army one day and stood, and he said this. It says, I don't really understand these things, but you can see it up there. It says, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." He came out and he insulted our army, which is fine because they weren't that much of an army. But he took it too far. He every day would come out and make this claim and say, send out just one man. He was saying that we didn't have any real men. When they heard this, what happened every single day, I would come up to the line, I'd bring the food, and what turned out was they would hear the Philistines' words, and Saul and the Israelites, it says it right here, they were dismayed and terrified from this one guy. Every day. Every single day I would go up and they would be more defeated than the day before. For 40 days. For 40 days the Philistine came forward, and every morning and every evening, so not just once a day, but twice a day, that's 80 times that he questioned the army of Israel. And 80 times the army of Israel bowed down. They were defeated. And I'd go up the next day and they were defeated. And I went up the next day and they were defeated. And I went up the next day and they were defeated. And I went up the... You get the idea. God's army, without ever fighting a battle, was defeated. I decided it's time to win. Now, I'm just a guy, but I decided 40 days of God's army and God's people being mocked by one oversized guy. So I went up and I got a chance to talk to Saul. He's the main guy. And I talked to Saul and I said, we shouldn't be losing heart here. Let nobody lose heart on account of this Philistine. I'll go fight him. Now, remember, I said that most people were 5'6". I was 5 whatever. And I probably weighed 70 pounds at the time. I was still a little kid. I wanted to fight, but I was not even a man yet. I couldn't fight. I still had 4 brothers between me and being able to go to war. I was the youngest of 8, but I didn't care anymore because it's time for us to win. After 40 days and 80 defeats, it was time for us to win. But Saul, he said this to me. He said, "You're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're a young man. He's been a warrior from his youth." I was defeated for just a second. For just a second, I thought, this is the main man, and he just told me I'm too little to go. And I felt the same defeat that the army had felt looking at the main man across the way, and felt like he just shot me down. But then I remembered my history. I remember what had happened with me and what happened when I faced not Goliath, but a bear. And I had not only faced a bear, but I faced a lion. And both times when these lions and bears, they came in to take the sheep, I was a little guy. But I knew I had one job. Protect the sheep. So I did the only thing I could do. I fought the lion. I fought the bear. This is how they wrote it down. It said, but David said to Saul, that's David, me, your servant's been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and I killed it. Your servant has killed both a lion and a bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. But do you know why? Because he had defied the armies of the living God. Because this Philistine had stood day after day and said, not just to the army of Israel, he said to God, you've got nothing on me. Send out your best man and I'll kill him. Send out your best man every day and I'll kill him every day. And the army of the Lord said, we can't fight him. I said, it's time that we win. It's time that we win because we're not fighting for Israel. We're fighting for God. We're not fighting for an idea. We're fighting for the God of the universe. I'm not going to sit back down, Saul. I know I'm a boy. It's time that we win. So, Saul, I don't know if he just thought, well, I'll send this kid out there, he'll get killed, and then we'll just continue on, or what he thought, but he said, okay. And then he got me some armor. And he got me some weapons. I couldn't lift the weapon. And when he put the armor on me, I only touched like one part of it, because it was so big. And if I leaned back, it would flop the other way. And I knew if I walked out there in this, I would be dead. Because I would be trusting what they were trusting in. The weapons of man. I didn't kill a lion and kill a bear with the army and our armor of men. I killed a lion and I killed a bear with God. So I went with a sling and 5 stones that I picked out of a river. And I said, it's either God or I'm dead. So I went out, and Goliath said this to me. He said, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed me by his gods. That's when I knew I was okay. He called on his gods against my gods. He said, come here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. And for just a second, I felt defeated because that dude was big, but I remembered he was calling on gods that weren't real gods. He was calling on powers that weren't real powers. And he was standing before me as a giant before me, but not before God. There are giants on earth before us because we're little. But there's no giant before the real God. There's no giant that towers over the God of the universe because the God of the universe made that giant. And like my mama used to say, I brought you into this world. I'll take you back out. That's what God says to those giants. I had never heard this because it hadn't come out yet. But the Lord said it to me. What shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? If my God's a real God, doesn't matter how big the real giant is. Who could be against me? So this is what I said to Goliath. You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. It's time that we win. It's time that we stop backing away from the battle line. It's time that we go in the name of the Lord Almighty. It's time that we, as believers in God, win. We were made to win. We were not made to be defeated. Christ didn't die on the cross for us to be beaten. We were made to win. It's time that the believers in Jesus Christ, the church of God, wins the battles against the world. It's time that we stop stepping down and saying, well, we live in a broken world. This is a fallen state. We win. That's what believers in Christ are promised, is not that, well, one day we'll be delivered. You were delivered at the cross. See, I didn't even hear of the cross, but God had still put in my heart the absolute knowledge that He was faithful always. So I could stand against a giant and say, it's time that we win. You know Jesus. This is what your Bible says, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what your Bible says. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. I could have fought Goliath with armor and a sword, and I would have lost, because I would have been fighting his battle. I would have been fighting his way. I wouldn't have been trusting in my Lord. I'd have actually been trusting in his. So I took a sling and 5 small stones, and I ran at him. And he laughed one last time. And I thought about it later. I'd made a mistake. I took 5 stones. I only needed 1. I took my 1 stone and put it in my sling and wound it up like I've done 1,000 times in 1,000 places where God's put me to do it 1,000 different ways to protect what He's given me to protect. And I flung a stone and it sunk itself in his forehead and he fell like a tree, because he defied my God. Not because he defied me. I was just a kid and I'm still a nobody. It isn't about me. It isn't a story about David and Goliath. It's a story about Goliath and God. We get it wrong. This little guy against Goliath, that's not a big enough clash. It's this little monster against God. We look too many times at the physical representation. I'm so small. He's so big. I've got so many problems. I'm so weak. God's big. God has no problems. There's no problem He hasn't solved. There's no thing He hasn't figured out. There's no problem that He has gone, oh, that one's got me. And yet the army of Israel sat still for 40 days, twice a day, 80 times they forgot they served the God of the universe. 80 times they could have walked out and just said, this battle's ours. 80 times they could have walked out and said, it's time that we win. On the contrary, instead of fighting with weapons of this world, the weapons that we use have divine power to demolish strongholds. See, Goliath is just a guy. There was a stronghold behind him. Because we don't battle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle with anything here on earth. There's a stronghold behind Goliath. Fear. Doubt. Questions about Is God really who he said he is? You know where those words come from? The devil. The devil's who was standing on that field in a 9-foot-tall body with a spear with a head that weighed 15 pounds. If he hit it with me, it would have gone through me and stuck me to the ground, but I knew it wouldn't happen. Because I serve the Most High God. Because I knew that if I went out on that line, God would not let me die at the hands of the devil. Never. We demolish arguments. Demolish. Do you know what that word is? We didn't use the word demolish back then. To completely eliminate from existence. She said annihilate. Same idea. Completely destroy. We completely destroy arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Goliath set himself up against the knowledge of God, and the army believed it. Send somebody out to fight me and I'll kill him. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we can't go. They believed him. It's time we stop losing. It's time we stop believing the voices that come and say God's not really who he said he is. It's time we stop thinking that we're stuck in a rut. It's time we get out of the desert. It's time that we stop believing that anything is true that's not true. We have to believe the truth. An entire army believed a little lie. And unfortunately, what's worse, not only did they believe the lie, they thought it was so important that they live that they weren't willing to live for what they believed. If I go out there, I'll die. Okay. Die for God. There were these three guys, remember, they were going to get stuffed into a fire and lit up and turned into dust because the fire was so hot. And do you remember what they said? God's not going to let us die in that fire. But even if he does, he's still God. Even if he does let us die in that fire, he's still God. If I had died when I walked out to meet Goliath, I knew it wasn't going to happen. But if I did, we would have still won. Because you only have one job. Stand up for what's true. Do what God tells you to do. Trust in his word. Do you know how we win? We refuse to lose to anything the enemy puts in front of us. We need to get past our childhood baggage. We need to get past our fear of failure. We need to get past that we're just one man or one woman. We need to get past that we did it wrong last time. We need to get past that we might do it wrong next time. We need to win this time. We need to make a commitment to ourselves and to our God that there is no way I'm going to back down to the devil. I'm going to win through the power of Jesus Christ, who promises absolutely, I will never leave you or forsake you. Never. It's time we win. Amen? Amen. Amen.